It's fitting, isn't it, that the final reading tonight doesn't take us to the stable. No shepherds, no angels, no stars, no straw or swaddling clothes, no lullabies. Instead, it gives us something deeper, a truth that's been pulsing beneath every candle lit, every carol sung, every prophecy heard. The Word became flesh and dwelled among us. John doesn't give us details. He gives us meaning. He wants us to see that this child, this birth, this moment in Bethlehem isn't just about a baby. It's about God. God who speaks life into being, who walked in the garden, who called Abraham to trust the unseen, who thundered through prophets, sang through Mary, and wept through Jesus. All of it, every echo and whisper leads here, to this night, to this truth. The Word became flesh. Not an idea, not a symbol, not a metaphor. Flesh. God doesn't stay abstract. Doesn't remain at a distance. God moves in. Into time. Into a body. Into a world of broken empires, sleepless nights, unanswered prayers, and fragile hope. The incarnation isn't just a concept. It's God becoming human. Our kind of human. Born into poverty, born under empire, born where families flee violence and tomorrow isn't guaranteed, born into a neighborhood, our neighborhood. John says, the Word dwelled among us. Literally in the Greek, pitched a tent next to ours, which means God isn't waiting for us to climb towards certainty. God's already come down. God isn't asking us to tidy up our messes. God steps into them, not to leave us there, but to lead us through. And if that's true, everything changes. Christmas isn't just sentiment, it's solidarity. The baby in the manger isn't just to be admired. The baby is meant to be followed. This is the Word made flesh. And if we want to see God's glory, John says, don't look up. Look around. Look into the face of the poor. Not from a distance, but from close enough to hear their story. Look at the neighbor who keeps showing up. Look at the quiet sorrow your friend carries. Look at the resilience of someone who still hasn't given up. That's where the Word is being made flesh. Some of us came tonight unsure whether we believe all of this. Maybe you're here out of habit. Maybe it's been a long year and this was the one tradition you had energy for. Maybe someone promised you cookies afterward and you said, fine, good call. But here's the mystery. God doesn't wait for certainty. God comes anyway. Not because we're ready, but because we're not. That's what grace looks like in a manger. A God who risks being misunderstood. Who would rather come vulnerable than stay safe? Who moves toward us, not away? The Word that shaped galaxies, that split seas and spoke light into darkness, does not remain theory. The Word becomes someone who can be touched, who weeps at funerals, who speaks with women the world overlooks, who kneels to wash tired feet, who does not turn away from suffering. Because love doesn't keep its hands clean. And God is love. That's the wonder of Christmas. Not just that God came, but that God still comes. To a world in conflict, to homes that feel empty, to those waiting on justice, to those unsure if light still breaks through. And if that's where you are, tired, uncertain, or hurting, maybe this part of the story is especially for you. Because God doesn't avoid despair, God enters it. And that's what tonight is for. To tell the truth. To hold a candle anyway. To sing even if your voice cracks. To whisper to your own soul. The light still shines. And the darkness has not overcome it. So hear the gospel, not just from John, but from the whole story we've walked through tonight. God saw our need and came. God made promises and kept them. God spoke through prophets and then showed up in person. God saw the world unraveling and came with bare hands. So come to the manger, not because you've figured it out, but because you're hungry for hope. Come not just to see a baby, but to welcome a Savior who came low, who lives among us, who knows your story and still says, "You are mine." Come, because the Word has become flesh again. Right here, in this place, in this room, among these people, God has moved into the neighborhood and invites us to follow. Thanks be to God. Amen.